Let's go to the picks, Roy.
All right. The first game we got here is Buffalo minus 2.5 over the New York Jets. Over under here is 44.
I love starting with a New York. I love starting with a New York game. The Jets are an okay team. Trust me. I know. I break them down. I look at film. They're, you know, they're okay. And I do love Rex. How can you not love Rex? People were talking about, why is he talking so much crap? Well, look, he's talked crap forever, and it's look where it's gotten him, to the top. He's been in two AFC championship games in a row. How can you not like Rex? But we don't like the Jets here today. No. And if you're a Jet fan, take the points, please, because you don't get points that often if you're a Jet fan, and you're getting 2.5, maybe 3 here today. Seriously.
You don't get points very often.
You don't get points very often when you're betting on a New York team or even playing in your fantasy pool.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, who do you go to? Well, Buffalo last week, this is a team that was like, what, 29th, 30th in defense? They shut out a punchless Redskin team. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a Redskin team that I'm very familiar with, all too familiar with, just like you, Roy. Yes. As a matter of fact, we're going to see the Redskins
play. They'll show up.
They're going to show up against the 49ers this weekend. They're going to, put that in.
Whoa, they might show up. They'll be on the field.
No, they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready because they were so bad last week. They got shut out. First time in Mike Shanahan's career that they ever got shut out. But I will say this. There was only one quarterback hit all day on the Buffalo Bills, and it was one of the biggest hits I ever saw. And it was a helmet right to the sternum by a 5'8.5", 250-pound London Fletcher, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. And I don't know how Ryan Fitzpatrick got up off the ground.
And he's going to feel that hit against the Jets today, and the Jets are going to bring pressure. That's what the Jets do. They're a big defensive, hard-hitting football team.
He took a chest MRI that day afterwards, and he's okay. But you know what? He had to think. Somebody told me that when off the record, he was saying he thought he might have cracked his sternum. So he's going to be a little sore, but I got to take him anyway because this is a team that I have ranked as a good team. They are destined to be in the playoffs this year. I have them 10-6
Nobody
right now.
Nobody circles the wagons
like the Buffalo Bills. That's a Chris Berman thing. I just don't see much happening here. I'm only playing this play for 3, and the only reason I'm taking this play is the numbers and the way I handicap tells me that this is a phenomenal value, minus 2.5 at home. Hell, they won for the first time ever in Canada last week. Of course, they played a JV team in the Washington Redskins. And listen, I have a lot of friends that are Redskin fans. And I have a lot of friends that know the Redskins, but even they're pretty. They're distraught. There's a lot of people going to this game today because this is basically do or die for the Redskins. Let's get off this game, but I'm taking Buffalo minus the 2.5 for 3 stars in this game. I'm leaving the total alone. Probably not going to be the total's 44, Roy.
Yeah.
It could go over, but you know what? To hell with it. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Dallas Cowboys minus 11 over the Seattle Seahawks. The over-under here is 44.5.
Yeah, 3-4 seems to be a very popular record in the NFC East this year. In first place, of course, is the New York Football Giants right now. I mean, and everybody seems to think that they're not going to be there long. If you look at the Giants, and we're going to talk about the Giants here shortly, but if you look at their record the next 6 games, it is brutal.
Well, that's the whole NFC East. The NFC East and they all have to play the Patriots. Oakland's not down now. Buffalo's not down now. And so the only real gimme you see on this schedule is the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, it's not a good year to be an NFC coach or player, not from a standpoint of schedule. In this Dallas game, though, here's a little tidbit of information that only a few people who handicap know. Guess who's taking the snaps from center on field goals and extra points today?
Is it Tony Romo?
It's Tony Romo. And the last time Tony Romo took snaps from center against the Seattle Seahawks, what happened, Roy?
Well, he didn't catch the ball. No, he definitely didn't catch it.
Well, it looked like there was a glaze of ice around the ball when he was getting the snap, and then he picked it up, and then he thought he was going to cruise into the end zone, but some guy dove at his heels from behind and took him down on the one-yard line. I don't suspect that's going to happen, but it's got to be. Every time, let me tell you, that's one of the toughest jobs in the world. That is a job that you absolutely have to think about. You have to think about, okay, here comes the ball.
I was a field goal holder.
I got it. Well, you know what? You have good hand-eye coordination.
It was my...
I'm sure your brother was probably...
varsity level, okay.
Was your brother a kicker?
Yeah, my older brother was a kicker.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
And my younger brother was a long snapper. Imagine that.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how that worked. Well, that worked in the backyard up against the trees, the big oak tree. You know what? I'm going to leave this game alone. Tavares Jackson's playing. He is definitely the quarterback there. You know, he makes a difference. They've done well on the road to ask the Giants. You know, the Giants... had them come into town 3 or 4 weeks ago. They got beat. You know, it was like 36-25. I mean, it was a good game. Seattle played really well.
And this is a lot of points.
You know,
this is a lot of points for any team. And this is this is the Dallas Cowboys, who have Tony Romo on their center, who not even Dallas knows what they're getting every week with Tony Romo.
We've talked about this, Roy, before, you know, because I've been to that stadium. It is not a home field advantage at that stadium because there's too much going on. You know, in the spaceship that they call, you know, Cowboy Stadium, this place is a nightclub. It's not football. It's a nightclub. There are bands on every level playing. There are people looking at more TVs, and there's a 60-yard long TV looking. You know, if you got to play this game, if you're in a pool where you pick every single game, take Seattle in the points. It's 11.5, even probably going to be as high as 12 when game time comes around. Sean Lee's out of the game. This is that rookie linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. He's unbelievable. He's like the best linebacker I've seen, you know, coming out of college
in a long time. He's their number one tackler. He's in beast mode, like to call it.
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out today. No, so what does that tell you? That also tells you this 44.5 might be, you know, even though Seattle has one of the best defenses in the league.
And Tavares Jackson's back today.
Yeah, he is.
So we think.
Yeah, he is. I'm going to let everybody know, too. You can go to my website, brucehallsports.com, 24/7, anytime you want. And you can pull off stuff on my blog. You can pull off past shows. You'll be able to get this show when we're done at 12 noon today. And if you miss parts of it, you can always play them back. The other thing, too, Roy, about this game in Dallas that we're thinking about, it is the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, they have a tendency. What do? They bounce around a lot. See, so they should win this game. I mean, this is a game they absolutely. If they lose this game, it's over. Wouldn't you agree? It's over.
Yeah,
well, it is over for the Cowboys if they go 3-5.
Yeah, but in the NFC East, you're looking at teams like the Washington Redskins, who if they lose today, it's over. You're looking at the Eagles, who it seems like it's already over.
Well, let's face it.
Well, and then the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles.
Everybody's picking them as 8-1 in the Super Bowl now. Then they don't even have a winning record.
I mean, the NFC East is a coin flip right now. So I wouldn't count Dallas completely out, but you're crawling out of the basement if you lose this game.
You know what? Let's pass on this game because that's what I'm going to do for the game. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have Houston -10.5 over Cleveland. The over-under here is 41.
I think I told everybody here, I don't generally plug other shows, but I listen to a Cleveland morning show at 6 a.m. every morning because an old buddy of mine is on there, Kevin Kiley, and Chuck Booms is his partner. And I'm going to tell you, Cleveland's 3-4. You'd think they were 0-7 listening to these people in Cleveland talk about Mike Holmgren, listening to him talk about Pat Shurmur, listening to him talk about Peyton Hillis and what the heck's going on with him. Peyton Hillis pulled a hamstring Thursday. He's out. He's not going to play. Mario Hardesty, their big draft choice, he's out. There's a guy with a name I can't pronounce starting that used to be on he was like on the Houston practice squad. And this kid is going to start at running back for Cleveland. Hey, I was taking a -10.5 no matter who is it running back for Cleveland.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to score. They're very similar. I was talking to somebody about this last night, and I realized who they were like. They're like the Redskins. They got a pretty decent defense, but they're on the field 35-40 minutes a game.
There's the only good point, you know, if there is a bright spot about the Cleveland Browns, it's their defense. But you're right. They're on the field nonstop. You know, Colt McCoy is constantly running for his life with no running game. If you look at the leaders of the Cleveland Browns, Peyton Hillis still shows up as the leading rusher with 60 carries, 211 yards.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Colt McCoy, he's hearing footsteps. You know, he's got the yips, in my opinion, in the pocket. And you know, the more I look at this guy, the more I look at it, he looks like a high school quarterback. I mean, he had a decent year last year, but he's not having a very good year this year. Everybody's kind of down on Cleveland. It is one hell of a tough division.
Yeah.
It's the toughest division in football right now, in my opinion.
Definitely. They're three and four. They're 3-4, and they're fighting to stay alive. And we were just talking about the Dallas Cowboys being 3-4 and maybe winning the division.
They could win the division, although everybody in the world seems to think it's Philly. But if you remember, 2 weeks ago, everybody wanted to fire Andy Reid in Philly. And that's just the nature of doing business in Philadelphia.
Flippadelphia. I like to call it Flippadelphia.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, hey, Wade Phillips, talking about the Texans, Wade Phillips is doing a phenomenal job on that defense.
These guys, they're
like one of the best defenses in the league right now. Wade's doing a phenomenal job. He's got Brian Cushing back healthy. Mm-hmm. He's playing on the offensive side of the ball. You like Walter.
I do like Kevin Walter.
He looks like a tight end, but he's a wideout.
Yeah.
And he does a really good job playing in the slot. They can do a million different things with him. I really like this game. I like Houston. This is my play of the day, believe it or not. -10.5 over Cleveland. -10.5, Houston for 5 stars. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons -7. Over the Indianapolis Colts, 44.5 is the over-under here.
You're going to have to change the name of the Colts to the Andrew Lux because, in my opinion, you know, I have them. This is a game that, believe it or not, if they played just right and Atlanta let down and made enough mistakes, they could probably win this game.
I have Indy.
But they're not going. You're a sick man. They're at home getting only 7 points.
I know.
Michael Turner, look for him to have a big day. Let me tell you something. Running against Indianapolis and throwing passes again. You know what the average completion percentage against Indianapolis? 72.3. 72.3 average. That means some of the guys throw for 80%, some of them throw for 70%. Hey, everybody that throws the ball against Indy, we looked at their injury list. Did you recognize more than 2 names?
On Indianapolis?
On the injury list.
And it was about 3 pages long.
The injury list, I think last week they had 16 questionables.
It's ridiculous. The injury report here is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, nobody wants to go out there. And I got to tell you, I called this a long time ago. And you remember, Roy, I said Peyton wasn't going to play anymore. Yeah.
He still shows up in the injury report for whatever reason.
He's not going to play any more football.
Definitely.
In my opinion, in Indianapolis. He's not going to play anymore in Indianapolis because he's too hurt to play this year. You know, the nerve endings have not regenerated from the surgery that he's done. And let me tell you something. You don't want to mess around with your neck. You know, he's going to play football till he's 40, maybe. Peyton's 34, 35 already. He's had a Hall of Fame career.
He has.
He's going to be
arguably one of the best of all time.
He's going to be a great offensive coordinator if he wants to take a huge pay cut.
Yeah.
He's better off he could probably make money in endorsements for the next 10 years because everybody in the world knows, more people know who Peyton Manning is probably than Barack Obama. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's his face. The most hilarious Saturday Night Lives in the history of Saturday Night Live was when he was working with the kids and they were like breaking into cars and here come the cops, let's run. I mean, because he's such an all-American guy. He's a phenomenal guy. And we talked about this too. We talked about Eli.
Yeah.
Why is Eli having such a great
year? Because there's no big brother Peyton.
There is no big brother that he has to worry about trying to duel with every week.
He doesn't have to watch SportsCenter every morning and see a million Peyton highlights and no Eli highlights.
That's got to do something to you. I mean, he's got to be happy for Peyton, but at the same time, and don't get me wrong, Eli's making good money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's making like $15 million
a year. He's a good quarterback.
He's just a great quarterback.
He's just constantly compared to big brother. He's the kind of guy who goes into the store and he says, hi, I'm Eli Manning, and people, are you related to Peyton Manning?
Hey, listen, one thing Eli's got to do something with those those eyebrows. He's got the eyebrows of an 80-year-old man. Trim them, Peyton. You got the money? Go to a real nice place with some good-looking women, and they'll pluck your eyebrows and make you look right. Hey, let's do this. In this game, I'm taking the over. And you know why? You know why?
Yeah.
Because I like Indy a little bit too, but not enough to lose my mind and take them in the game.
Look, Indianapolis is going to win a football game. They're going
to
win.
It actually could be this one.
And if they're going to win a football game, it's going to be this game. Atlanta is up and down. Curtis Painter is starting to find a groove.
Groove?
I mean, Curtis Painter's numbers are not that bad.
No, He sits in the pocket too long. He forgets that he can't stay in there for 6 seconds, and he doesn't move very well.
You said it yourself, the secondary of the Colts is the big question mark here, and Matty Ryan has under 1,700 yards with 9 touchdowns. Curtis Painter has over 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. Those are comparable stats, and Curtis Painter didn't play the first, what, 3 games of the season?
Right, right. Hey, so, listen, just in case you were wondering what all this noise, where this noise is coming from, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're breaking down the NFL games for today. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm here with Roy Edwards, Roy G, and we're going over these games. And let me just tell you this. If you want to follow me while we talk all this nonsense, go to my website. Go to BruceHallSports.com. Pull up the blog, and we go in order of all the games you're looking at right now. Right now, we're breaking down Atlanta Indy. I'm taking over 44.5 points for 5 stars and praying for a 38-31 game. What do you think, Roy?
I think you're
taking Indy.
I think you're right on.
I'm pulling for you. By the way, I gotta say this. You owe me dinner.
I do.
And what game did you go against me and lose last week?
It was the Monday night game.
And who covered?
The San Diego lost to
Kansas City. And who did you? So that means that you put all of your investment, Norv Turner.
And I was born in Washington.
Dude,
I was born
you
in
watched,
Washington,
you watched
DC.
Him just. You watched him go 7 years without winning a game. Well, without winning, North without Turner's, having a winning record.
Norv Turner still finds a way to let me down, even though he's not in Washington.
I feel so sorry for the guy. Because he's got to be a great guy. He's got to be a great guy. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Kansas City Chiefs -4 over the Miami Dolphins. The over-under here is 40.5.
Now, let me tell you something about this game. As a handicapper, my first instinct was pass. Why? Because Miami's so much better on the road than they are at home.
I didn't even pick at first.
But San Diego last week went in there with an average team, okay? A lot better team than Miami, certainly, at 0-7. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I have Miami. They're not a suck team. They're okay -. Kansas City is an okay team now. They've gone from a suck team to an okay team. That's just the way
I talk.
Out of
nowhere, and they're hot right now.
Yeah, they are, and I'll tell you what I love about what I see. They've got an offense, and they're moving the football. They got 2 running backs. You know these guys. They got 2 running backs that didn't have a job, really, at the beginning of the season.
Jones and Battle. And yeah. Battle's turned it on.
Jackie Battle's a little stud. Now, they don't look big as anything. But I'm going to tell you what they do. They've got good hands. They've got good feet. And you know what I love about this offensive line in Kansas City? They pass block.
Yeah.
San Diego put 0 pressure on them in the second half of Monday night's game. And you know what? When I saw that, I was thinking, that's why I got all over the Packers. If he has that much time, you know, Aaron Rodgers, like Castle did, he's going to be 30 for 31 for 500 yards.
Aaron Rodgers.
Against San Diego. San Diego's defensive backs are not that good. They're actually not very good at all. And that's another game that we're talking about. In this game, though, I got to tell you, Miami, this guy's still got – I wonder if he's getting any hits on his head. Tony Sparano is looking to sell his house.
Yeah,
he's hoping he doesn't have to stay in Miami too long. After he loses his job, a lot of people don't know when he's going to lose his job. I think that as soon as the owner lines up a head coach that will stick around for another 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, he's going to lose his job. I mean, I believe that. I don't know that their good running back is back. You had him on.
No, he is. He's back.
Is he back?
Daniel Thomas is back today.
Yeah, he was out last week.
Reggie Bush looked great last week.
He looked great last week.
Brandon Marshall is he always plays like a freak, but he is. TO'd, if I can say that. He is
something's
angry.
Going on there.
He's angry. He said that he was going to get kicked out of a game a couple weeks ago. I mean, the guy is playing
like a freak.
Yeah,
nothing happened. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's another thing the Dolphins said they're going to do and didn't. But
well, let me just have Matt Moore starting today, right? He's thrown 1 touchdown pass all season long. The Dolphins defense has given up 14 touchdown passes this season. Do the math yourself. I mean, there's God's green earth.
Nobody likes the Dolphins. One of my good friends who lives in Baltimore, he's listening to the show actually via our website. he's a huge Dolphins fan, and he's going to the Redskins game today.
Well, can you blame him?
No.
Well, at least we'll be able to see the scores. Now, I got to tell you something. Miami generally plays pretty good half of football, but then they never play the second half. They can't finish, and that's a problem. Todd Haley, you know what I like about Matt Castle and Todd Haley? If you ever watch these guys on the sidelines, they're constantly dropping F-bombs at each other. They're screaming at each other, but you know what? I think they love each other down deep because they're winning. They've won four games in a row. You know when the last time they won four games in a row in Kansas City was? A long, long time ago. It's been a long time. They got the 1-2 punch going. Brandon Marshall is not going to make the difference that they think. You know, you like one of their receivers in Kansas City. They got a couple of different receivers there.
Bo.
Yeah. And the other guy is, he's a monster. He looks like a tight end. He runs like a wide receiver. Yeah. You can't tackle him. You can't cover him one-on-one. You can't tackle him one-on-one hardly at all. You know, I'm going to take the Chiefs for a very small play here. I'm taking them for 3 stars. And the only reason I'm only taking them for 3 stars is because Miami still scares me because they haven't won a game.
They're going to win.
Yeah. And
Nobody,
this could be the game they win. I mean, it really could, but not if – you know why the other reason I like this game? I saw the enthusiasm of all those people wearing red in Kansas City's Arrowhead Stadium the other night. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. That does make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember that game, I mean, look how they lost the game. San Diego.
Couldn't even take a snap.
Well, it could have been because of the noise, too.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been the noise level. The center thought he heard him.
I mean, I played quarterback basically my entire life. Played it from when I was 9 years old until I was a senior in high school. And you take hundreds of snaps a practice. Before you even run a sprint, you're taking snaps with your center. That's like the first thing you do. You get to practice, you put your helmet down, you find your center, and you take snaps. So they have done this. Not even exaggerating, close to a million times.
Right.
And here it is. It cost him a game.
Well, this is maybe the worst year that Philip Rivers has ever had in the NFL so far. I mean, he's really struggling. And a lot of it's because he doesn't know who his receivers are going to be. Now, he's got a tight end. It's an all-pro year after year after year. Former basketball player. Where did he go? Miami of Ohio or somewhere like that.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the tight end for the Gates.
Oh, Tony Gates?
Yeah, I'm talking about him. What they did last week is they doubled him every play. And by double covering him every play, I don't think he caught a ball. If he caught one, it was all he caught. I see what they're talking about happening today is Woodson's probably going to guard Antonio Gates. Gates in the San Diego game.
And if they do that,
they can shut him down, they're going to take a page right out of the Chiefs playbook. You know what? We're getting ready to break here shortly. But let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the New Orleans Saints -8 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The over-under here is 50.
Oh, well, you know what? Here's the question I have about this game. And forget what I said about a break. We've changed the format here a little bit. We don't break in the middle anymore.
I've changed my mind, and I realize that I don't want to break.
Yeah, I'm not breaking either.
I'm a prima donna, and I just want to go.
Hey, yeah. Hey,
just want to spit my knowledge.
You know what? Let's say hi to our board operator, Kyle Kachorik. Kyle, he's back there at WFAS in New York running the board for us. Kyle, you'll be happy to know I'm wearing San Francisco garb to the game, but it's not the San Francisco that you think. It's not 49er garb. It's Giants garb, Kyle. I'm a big-time San Francisco Giant fan, but I am pulling for the San Francisco 49ers
today. Really?
Well, you know why?
Bruce.
Because I'm releasing them later. We haven't gotten to the game yet. Hey, let's talk about this game, New Orleans-Tampa Bay. New Orleans-Tampa Bay, when I see this, I see flip a coin. First of all...
Well, New Orleans lost to St. Louis last week.
You know what?
You know how... I got a buddy who lives in Baltimore with me. Again, I always go back to these Baltimore stories. And he's a St. Louis Cardinals fan, and so he's a St. Louis Rams fan. So the Cardinals just won the Super Bowl, so I was ripping on him all week. You guys are going to get blown out by the Saints. Who cares about your World Series? And then they come out and they beat the Saints.
Saints forgot to show up for the game. I think they thought they were going to walk out there. It was a horrible game. Breezed through a couple, three more picks. It wasn't a good game at all. 3 weeks ago, the Bucs beat the Saints in Tampa 26-20. They match up pretty damn well, and I'll tell you how they match up. They're more physical. No, they are. They're more physical than New Orleans. New Orleans' defense stinks. We talked about that.
Yeah,
they give up 5.5 yards per carry. They've given up 13 touchdown passes and only picked off 4 passes all year long.
And they're a turnover defense.
If they go to the playoffs, they're one and out. They're one and out. They would have to score 41 points to win a playoff game.
Talk about a fall from grace. This is a team who was blowing everyone out a couple seasons ago, winning the Super Bowl, and now they're losing to the St. Louis Rams.
Well, you know, at the start of the season, all the pundits put that in quotations because I'm a pundit too, and, you know, everybody's got an opinion. They're just like something else, and everybody knows that joke too. But I got to tell you something. The Saints are not the team everybody thought they were going to be at the start of the season. Their defense, now Jonathan Vilma has been out a lot, but I think Vilma's playing this week. He's questionable. You know, he practiced on Thursday and Friday. Him being out's made a big difference. But their defensive line, for crying out loud, 5.5 yards per carry average, that means that they're not doing their job keeping the blockers off of the linebackers. And it also means that they're missing a lot of tackles. When you're giving up 5.5 a carry, you're missing tackles.
And I almost said San Francisco. In Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay is getting LeGarrette Blount back, who is their running back, who's been out for a couple weeks. And he was
He's a monster.
He is, and he's a breath of fresh air from a Tampa Bay team who had to rely on Cadillac Williams for the longest time to be their running back. And now LeGarrette Blount is coming back, and this guy is mean.
Yeah, he's mean. I saw him deck some guy from Boise State when he was in college. It cost him a year in college.
And he didn't care. This guy did not care.
But when he gets his next contract, if he's healthy for the next 2 or 3 years, LeGarrette Blount's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
They can't afford not to have that guy out there. They really can't. You know, they're a totally different team from week to week, though, it seems like. And they don't start well. Yeah. And I don't understand why.
I like the Bucs. I like Freeman. I like Blount. They're a young team who has a lot of promise.
Right.
I like him. I mean, I don't necessarily like him in this game after I just picked Indianapolis. But
I
like him.
Josh Freeman, the problem that Tampa Bay has for the most part, Blount's a pounder. You know, he's a tackle-to-tackle guy. The problem that I have with the Buccaneers is their playmaker is their quarterback. He might be their best receiver. He might be their best blocker. He's a big 6'4", 250-pound guy that makes plays.
Yeah.
But look who's he throwing to? Yeah. It's Mike Williams, Kellen Winslow. Who knows what's wrong with him? The guy's got attitude problems to begin with. You know, I just don't see the Buccaneers really going anywhere this year. You know, they're also in a pretty tough division.
They are. Yeah.
You know, that's a tough division. We're going to pass on everything here. You know, it's New Orleans -8 over Tampa Bay. You're listening to Bruce Hall. I'm here with Roy G., Roy Edwards, and we're talking NFL football with you people. If you go to my website, brucehallsports.com, you can follow us all the way up till we're out of here at noon. We're going over all the games of today, and we're going to probably have time to go over Monday night's game, too. There's a great game tonight, Sunday night also. I'm going to take the over here. It's 50. It probably could go up to as high as 51, but it's indoors, no wind, 72 degrees.
We've already seen what the Saints can do.
Yeah, and you know what? The last game they played, they could have scored 60 points in that game. I watched that game. It ended up being 26-20. There's no way that Drew Brees doesn't come out firing it up. Mm-hmm. If Tampa's going to stay close, they got to score. We're taking the over here for 5 stars. Let's go.
Next up, we have the San Francisco 49ers -4 over the Washington Redskins. The over-under here is 37.5.
Yeah, you know what? I very rarely take an under. You and I
we
agree
both said
on
it.
That.
Yeah, we both
We're
said
taking
it.
The under here. I see a 13-3, 16-3, 16-6, 20-6 game. I see San Francisco pounding it out, staying on the field for 35, 36, 37 minutes.
If you're looking for an entertaining football game with high-scoring points, do not watch this game.
This is going to be just like watching that game of the century last night with Alabama and LSU.
This is going to be field goals, sloppy play, and running the football.
Only it's not the number 1 and 2 teams in the country. It's the number 2 and 26 teams in the country. So you figure out which one's number 2 and number 26. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. I got San Francisco rated number 2. I got the Skins about 24-25. They'll probably be 26-27 if they go to 3-5 after
today. By the first quarter, they will have dropped 2 spots in your rankings.
You know what's great? I've heard so many Jim Harbaugh stories this week, and they're all good. But one of the best ones I heard was somebody talking about going to the Super Bowl going to the Rose Bowl one year, and they got to meet all their families. And there's a guy here in Washington who went to school with him, and it was just a great story. And when all these people finally got to meet Jim, and his dad was there, and his brother was there, you know, they're all shaking hands. It was before Stanford played, like last year in their bowl game. They basically, you know, the guy turned around and looked after he met him. He goes, "Is he always like that?" He goes, "Hell, he's calmed down right now compared to the way he normally is." They say he's the most intense competitor that you've ever met in your entire life. Now, John, I know a little bit. I've talked to John a couple of times. His brother's not quite as hyper, but you can see it in his eyes. He's always concerned. He's always thinking about stuff. Maybe one of the reasons he got an NFL job before Jimmy is because he learned how to shake hands better after the game.
That is a very – especially when signing a contract and meeting someone who you're trying to work for, the handshake is a very it's a necessity. You have to have a steady, good handshake. And this guy has proven to not really know how to shake a hand.
Well, you know what? It's just the way he is. We're not going to waste a lot of time on this game. I'm taking San Francisco. This is actually, they're -4 right now. It started out at 3.5. The thing about it is that the thing I like about this is I like the fact that San Francisco has done this already this year. They've been here for a couple of days. They practiced actually at Marine Corps Barracks yesterday because I got a tweet from somebody that was there watching them practice. They did a big Semper Fi at the end of it. They shook hands and signed autographs.
Wait. They shook hands?
Marines. Oh, yeah. And Harbaugh wasn't allowed to shake anybody's hands. As a matter of fact, I've heard that Shanahan is wearing two baseball mitts when he shakes hands, one on the right hand, one on the left hand, when he goes out after the game. I think that would be very funny. But I don't know that Harbaugh would like that. He might just pick him up, throw him over his shoulder, and run off the field into the locker room. We're taking San Francisco. We're taking them for 4 stars.
Now, one thing we did say about this San Francisco 49ers team before the show was that they're due to lose.
Yeah, they're due to lose. And you know what? They lost to Dallas when they should have beat them.
Yeah.
And that was early in the season. That was like the second game of the season. But they've won 5 in
a
row.
They're hot right now, and they play a smash-mouth form of football. It's running the ball with Frank Gore. And this team plays close games and hard defense, and they're due to lose, but is this the team to do it?
Now, you know what? I just don't – that's what we said. We both agreed the Skins aren't ready to beat them their first time. It's going to end up being a division foe. It'll be somebody – it might even be Seattle. You know, I mean, it could be anybody, but it ain't going to be the Redskins. You know, Seattle actually has proven that they can score when they have the right people in there. You know, the Redskins right now, they got John Beck at quarterback. They've got – you know, Ryan Terrain's going to start. He's probably 70-80%. Anyway, he's been banged up. Their offensive line is decimated. They have nothing on the left-hand side of the line whatsoever. Their center's a rookie or a second-year guy.
Their top two leading receivers of the last 5 years are both out for the season.
You know, they're basically done.
They are.
Even if they win this game, they're not back.
It means nothing.
They're not back. I see San Francisco coming out, hitting them in the mouth, playing hard. It's going to be a full house. It was actually a pretty big ticket this week in Washington. We're going to take San Francisco minus the points for 4 stars. Next game.
Oakland Raiders -7 over the Denver Broncos. The over-under here is 42.5.
I'm just going to give some information here, and then I'm going to tell you right now I'm passing on the game. If you're not playing this game, if you don't like this game either, go get something to drink and come back to the radio as quick as you can, because I hate this game. I'm learning to hate Tim Tebow. I'm learning to
–
I already hate John Fox.
You're hurting me.
John Fox is 4-19 his last 2 years as a head coach in the NFL. How did he even get a job? Why did Pat Bowlen want him to coach the Denver Broncos? You know, why not just hire Mike Shanahan back? He's better than this guy. I just don't see it. Carson Palmer is getting the start. He's like in his second week of preseason. I mean, it's nothing's good's going to happen here. I hate this game. I hate the total. You know, Tim Tebow's on double secret probation at Faber College. I mean, in Denver.
Oh,
Faber
okay.
College, you know, Animal House. He's on double secret probation. But here's the thing. He's the quarterback of the Broncos right now.
Yeah.
After what happens today, we'll decide if he's the quarterback next week and of the future. Let's go to the next game. I'm tired of talking about this guy.
Next up. I'm sorry. Next up, we have the Tennessee Titans -3 over the Cincinnati Bengals. 41.5 is the over-under.
Two teams going in opposite directions. Tennessee, I'm confused. I'm sorry. You know, CJ Chris Johnson from my alma mater, East Carolina University, signs this incredible contract. Probably 40-50% of it is guaranteed. And what does he do? He comes out and he looks like he's looking for a soft place to lay down every time he carries the football. Okay, they're not stretching the field, his offensive line, that much. Okay, his quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck, who's a pretty good established NFL quarterback, his numbers aren't bad. I want to say he's in the 80s.
He's quarterback looking good, ratings. And they keep playing this carousel at quarterback.
But he's got no receivers. You know, Britt's out for the season. Mm-hmm. They need receivers. All they're doing is putting eight in a box and going, give it to the little guy. We're going to knock him out. Yeah. That's exactly what they're telling him. They're screaming it across the line. Cincinnati, on the other hand, has got an excellent quarterback.
Who would be the rookie of the year if Cam Newton hadn't gone free.
Yeah, and you know what? It's an early season, too. If Cam Newton goes down, or if Cam Newton all of a sudden starts throwing more picks and touchdowns, this kid could be the guy. Plus,
if the Bengals make the playoffs.
I think they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be 10-6.
So who are you calling out of that division, Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
You know what? They can all three make the playoffs. That's the best division in pro football, and all three of those teams can make it. I don't think it's going to take 11-5 to make it as a wild card. I think 10-6 will do it. There's a real good chance in that division. We haven't gotten to the game yet because it's one of the biggest games of the day by far. It's a playoff game with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a rematch of the first week that we were on the air on WFAS. This is, by the way, WFAS, 12:30 a.m. in New York. And I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. We're talking football, NFL football. I'm getting pumped up. I need another Diet Coke. Anyway, but honestly, I really, really like Cincinnati here, but I'm going to pass on it. You know why I'm passing on it? Because Tennessee let me down. I had them 2 weeks ago against Houston. Houston goes in there and beats them 41-7 at their place.
Now, I
and guess who's back? Cedric Benson's
my
back.
My top plays last week did not do very well. But I am all over Cincinnati this week. This is my number one play. I love the
Bengals. Well, you liked
it
when I told you I liked them. I do like them. I'm just leaving them alone. You know, it's a 3-point game. Cincinnati is on the road. I just want to leave it alone. I'm leaving this game alone. But if you play either team here, you got to take Cincinnati. From a handicapper standpoint, and I mean old school handicappers, these guys are all looking at Tennessee. Why? Because all the money in the country right now is on Cincinnati. I honestly think that the problem that the Bengals have right now is, besides losing to the 49ers earlier in the season, and of course we found out that the 49ers are pretty good, they lost to Buffalo 23-20. And at that time we went, well, hey, this team's not bad. You know who they play? They play the Steelers and the Ravens four times in the next eight games. That's almost impossible. That's why at best they're going to be 10-6. They're going to have to beat one or both of those teams at home both games. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love Dalton's chances. He's got A.J. Green to throw to. They bang you with Benson. And somehow, some way, they always find a way, because their head coach, as you know, was in Baltimore during a Super Bowl year and didn't get the head job when he interviewed for the job. So, you know, he always figures out a way to beat the Ravens.
He's
going to beat the Ravens once or twice.
That's what I was going
to say. He swept them 2 years ago.
I was just about to say, I'm going to go on record right now and say that the Cincinnati Bengals take at least one, if not sweep, the Ravens this year.
You know what? The Ravens aren't showing me that much anyway. You like the Bengals. I'm passing on the game. Let's go to the next game.
Next.
Oh, Jesus. Is this an NFL game?
We have the St. Louis Rams +3 at the Arizona Cardinals. The over-under here is 41.
Well, you know what? We found out who the worst broadcasting crew in the NFL is, because they're doing this game for sure. And that's Sam Rosen and Chad Pennington. Now, a lot of you people remember Chad. Chad's a good kid out of Marshall. Nice kid. Evidently must not be much on the air. Or maybe Sam Rosen is just dragging him down with him. I'm going to have to at least hear these guys. That's the nice thing about having you know the satellite.
Yeah, the Sunday
direct
ticket.
Direct TV Sunday ticket's unbelievable. I go to Red Zone. I tape Red Zone. I can do a million different things, but I can also turn on the worst games in the league and hear how bad these guys are. Roy, I know we're at least as good as these guys because if somebody gave me St. Louis and Arizona,
I would turn it down. I would just go, you know what?
Just fire me now because obviously I'm going nowhere here, especially if I'm not like 50 or 60 years old.
It's apparent that you guys really don't want to fire me. You just want to throw me in the worst possible game and have me quit. So I'm out.
Hey, listen, how do you think AJ Feely feels? You know, AJ Feely comes off of a great game last week against the Saints. When they were 13.5-point favorites in their own place, and they dominated the game. And now what happens?
And he screws over the city of St. Louis for the Luck sweepstakes.
Yes. Yeah. They got Sam Bradford.
The city. Yeah, that's true.
They got Sam Bradford starting this week. And that, what I was saying was, you get appreciated to the max here. And by doing such a great job last week, he gets to sit this week because Sam Bradford's going to start. You know, Steven Jackson was a monster last week.
Yeah.
Steven Johnson was heard saying and quoted that he was so upset that everything was about the St. Louis Cardinals last week in their stadium last week. Everything was about, you know, they brought Tony La Russa in there. They brought all the Cardinals in there. They brought the trophy. They did this. And Steven Jackson was going nuts on the sideline. He had 191 yards total offense last week. He ran over, he ran over so many people. So many
people in
that game.
He was looking for people to run over.
Well, that's like John Riggins in the old days. They used to just look for somebody to hit. You know, I totally understand, you know, how he felt right here. You couldn't pay me to touch this game with your money. Who's going to win? Arizona's in trouble.
Now, there's a one bright spot.
Cobb's not even going to start from what I hear.
Yeah, but Beanie Wells is quietly making noise.
At 70 or 80% with that hamstring.
He has more yards than Steven Jackson, who's been hurt at times, but he has 7 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah.
This guy is a playmaker on a bad football team.
You know what? Let's just do this. Let's pass on this game and go to a good game. New England and the Giants. This is the game that everybody's going to be watching. You know, you got two teams up in the Northeast. You got Tom Brady. You got Eli Manning. Unfortunately, look, everybody with New York that loves the Giants, and I know there's a lot of you out there listening. I love them too, especially on the road. I was on this game for about 3 or 4 days. Actually, I was on it for 2 weeks because I was looking forward to taking the Giants here. Here's the problem that I have with it. Roy likes him still because he thinks that 9 points is too many points.
This is the
you
one
know what?
Week.
9 points probably is too many points, yeah. But look where they're playing. They're playing where a guy's rattled off 19 in a row.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's you. But last time we had this conversation, you owed me dinner. We'll do something here too. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not taking New England. It is too many points, yeah. But anything can happen there. This could be. I hate the fact that Bradshaw's out. That kills me. I hate the fact that they're starting Brandon Jacobs. They have to start Brandon Jacobs.
I like Jacobs.
Yeah, I like Jacobs, too, when he keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah.
This guy's making enemies in his own clubhouse, in my opinion. I don't know who he's directing all of his anger at, but last time I checked, he's playing in the NFL. This was probably a dream of his to do that. He's got a Super Bowl ring. Shut up. Play.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has an opportunity today to go out, carry the ball 20, 25 times, get over 100 yards, dominate the offensive side of the ball, give Peyton some time to throw.
Eli,
here's what I worry about with him. Peyton. He's not much of a chipper. He's so tall. He doesn't pick up the blitz like Bradshaw. Bradshaw's a third down back. Jacobs ain't no third down back.
Yeah.
Jacobs is going to get the ball on first and second down. Yeah. They're going to have to bring Ware in because he's probably a better at chipping linebackers that are blitzing than Jacobs is. You know, the over is 51. I love the over, and I'll tell you why I love the over. After they go to Jacobs for first two or three drives and they're getting nowhere, they're going to start throwing the ball to whoever, okay? Might mean some turnovers, might mean some touchdown passes. Let me ask you this. In New England, how often does Tom Brady – when's the last time he's lost two games in a row? Do you know what? I didn't even look it up because I don't know if he's ever lost two games in a row. I really don't. I think that what's going to happen here is New England's going to get ahead like they do, and I think the Giants are going to be playing catch-up. And if the Giants play catch-up and they hit every time against a defense, and you and I both agree is not very good.
Yeah, it's terrible.
New England's defense is not very good, but the Giants, their run defense is not that good, and their pass defense is okay.
But who is running the ball for New England today? The law firm is banged up.
Yeah, but he's playing. He's playing.
He's banged up.
They got the other kid. I like the other kid. He's playing.
There's
too.
Kevin Falk, Danny Woodhead.
Woodhead's healthy, but they brought Falk out. The thing that scares me about New England here, and this is why I like your chances with the Giants, is because Wes Welker's hurt.
Yeah, he's banged up.
He's really banged up. As a matter of fact, he didn't practice all week.
And
he's going to go in there.
That's Brady's boy.
That is Brady. Well, you know what? They might not have to double him.
So here's the thing. Here is my take on this game in a nutshell.
Right.
Ocho Cinco. Does he finally show up?
No.
Does he finally show up with a banged up Wes Welker?
No, he'll be too busy talking smack to all the guys on you. Every time he's in there, he's
so
talking.
So you're telling me Wes Welker's banged up. Ocho Cinco sucks.
Yeah.
And Deion Branch is your only go-to guy? Is that what you're telling me? I love 9 points.
I think they're going to be throwing the ball to three tight ends that they use quite.
Yeah, well.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Their tight ends look good, but.
Thank you.
You don't see many tight ends running go routes constantly. You got to keep some of them in to protect every once in a while.
I already told you that I'd be all over the Giants if they didn't have all these guys hurt. They're just banged up too bad. And I really don't think that Jacobs is in the kind of condition he's going to need to be in to get the ball 15, 20, 25 times in this game. Hey, let me tell you who the Giants have after this game, just so you know. The stretch that they have is brutal. The next 5 weeks after this game, they go to San Francisco. They're home against Philadelphia. They go to New Orleans. They have Green Bay at home. And then they go to Dallas. They, you know, for the Giants' sake, I hope they win this game because I'm beginning to think that the winner of the NFC East, and gee, this sounds like a broken record, is going to be 8-8 possibly. Yeah. Going to be 8-8. Let's go to the next game. I'm taking the over in the Giant game. Roy's taking the Giants. So you know, it's over 51 or 51.5 points. What's the next game, Roy?
Next up is Green Bay Packers -5.5 at your San Diego Chargers. The over-under here is 51.
You know, the matchups here alone, you know, if it wasn't so beautiful in San Diego, and if Green Bay wasn't so good, and if Green Bay wasn't coming off of a bye week and getting healthy, and San Diego wasn't playing on a short week.
And if San Diego wasn't coached by Norv Turner,
I might take San Diego. But I ain't taking San Diego probably ever this year unless
you
they,
haven't. You've ne-
I, why would I? They're like 1-6 against the day. They're 1-6 against the spread, I think.
They're horrible.
I'm
pretty sure you were either at the hospital or at my house the day I was born. And you have never taken a Norv Turner coach team since I've known you.
I wasn't at the hospital, but I was at your house when you came home. Roy's father, Greg, and I are like best friends from Little League. We played on the same Little League baseball team. And that was also a Little League, I might add, that included the likes of Bruce Bochy. He played for the Pirates. He was the only pitcher that pitched against me, as a matter of fact, when I was 12 because I looked like I was 15. Actually, I was. I was like, I had some Dominican Republic coach make a fake ID for me. Hey, listen, I'd be crazy not to take San Diego here, but it's a lot of points.
Yeah.
You don't like it, but I like it because I think Green Bay wins by at least 7. Mm-hmm. I'm only taking them for 3 stars here. I wouldn't be Bruce Hall if I didn't bet against Norv Turner when the world champions are traveling to beat him. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's a lot of retired people in San Diego with a lot of money that used to be Packer fans. There is going to be a lot of gold, green and gold in that stadium. The Chargers are an okay team at best. The Packers are the best team in football. I'm taking Green Bay minus the points for 4 stars. Let's go to this big game now.
This is my – I've been waiting for this
game. Oh, what a great game. Absolutely.
The Pittsburgh Steelers -3 over the Baltimore Ravens. And let me just say this. You know that I live in Baltimore. I listen to Vinny Serrato just speak nonsense all week.
Without somebody holding you hostage?
I hate Vinny Serrato.
He's such a nice guy, but he's so stupid.
I
don't mean that in a bad way.
Oh, my God.
I just mean it in kind of a – I mean it in an educational way. I mean, look, you know – if you don't have the IQ, you don't have the IQ. You know what I mean? This guy made the worst deals for the Washington Redskins.
And he sits there on the radio.
And you know what? What was he doing there to begin with? I don't even want to go there.
Oh, my God.
How many pictures does he have of you-know-who and whoever?
All he does is sit on the radio. This is their intro. One was a GM.
All right, let's not.
The other is the wine man. And I'm like, he's the worst GM that I have ever known. And all the week, they've been, you know what they've been talking about? Peyton Manning. That's what Baltimore.
I don't even want to talk about Peyton
Manning. That's what Baltimore's been talking about.
All right, let's talk about Pittsburgh and Baltimore. You know, you liked Baltimore for a while in this game.
I hate Baltimore.
Yeah, but I did. You looked at them earlier.
No,
in the
I did. You're right.
You know what? I was off this game just to watch it and take the over. You know why I wanted the over? You know what the over is in this game? It's like nothing. 42 points. Hey, that's 20-20, and I'm a lock.
Yeah.
20-20, and I'm a lock. I got it. You know what? I'm taking Pittsburgh. They are the better team. There's two reasons. It's a payback game.
It is.
We went to the game, opening day, and they were totally embarrassed. There were fights on the field. And there's been a little bit of smack talk back and forth, not so much by the Pittsburgh guys, more by the Raven guys, kind of tell them, you know what, we own you.
There's multiple fights in that game. There's going to be multiple fights in this game.
Yeah, but I got to look at, there's two guys I'm looking at. I'm looking at Joe Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger got married. As far as we know, he's not getting in any trouble with multiple partners anymore. Ben Roethlisberger is playing the best ball that he's played in a long time right now. I like the fact that there's guys coming off the injury list. Mm-hmm. They're getting James Harrison back today. James Harrison is the baddest human being in the NFL. I don't care who he's not. Ray Lewis is good. Ray Lewis is great. He ain't James Harrison.
Whoa.
No, I'm just telling you. James Harrison, he and Ray Lewis are both, in my opinion, about the same. But they're not playing in Ray's backyard.
I think
they're playing in James Harrison's backyard.
That's true. But I would say Ray Lewis is the greatest middle linebacker to ever play the game. The greatest.
No, I totally disagree because I'm older than you, and there were guys like Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke.
But they couldn't run the sidelines like Ray. Ray, in his prime, Butkus was unbelievable.
I'm not even going to get into that with you. Kid.
And now, Emmanuel.
You freaking kid.
The big thing that I like here is it's a blessing in disguise for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Emmanuel Sanders is not going to play today. He's out. So that dresses number 86 in the starting role.
Hines Ward. You need that smile out there anyway. Yeah, well, you know what? There was a lot of smack talk going on.
He loves this rivalry.
I like the rivalry too, but I got to tell you, the reason I'm taking Pittsburgh is they're playing better ball right now, and they're at home. -3, that's a value, in my opinion. They could be -7 today. Let's take Pittsburgh for 4 stars. Now I'm going to go over my picks. These are my totals. Play them just with your tongue in cheek. Atlanta, Indy over. New Orleans, Tampa Bay over. Skins, San Francisco under. Giants, New England over. Philly and the Bears over. We didn't even talk about that game. That's Monday night. You got to go to BruceHallSports.com to get that play on Monday. BruceHallSports.com. I'll have the play on there. Pittsburgh and the Ravens over 42 for 4 stars. Here are my straight plays. There's 6 of them. Houston for 5 stars, my biggest play. Buffalo for 3 stars. Kansas City for 3 stars. San Francisco for 4. Green Bay for 4. And the Pittsburgh Steelers for 4 stars. I'm Bruce Hall.
This is Roy G.
And we are saying goodbye. See you next week at 11 o'clock Sunday morning.